Narrative Frameworks 52 Revolution. Around what point are you revolving? Is the revolution some point outside of you? Or is the revolution the core of your own being? Where is the impetus for the turning of your life wheel? The wheel of your life? From what point of center? Do all the events of your life turn around? And from what point of center are all those events connected to? Revolution is not some flash in the pan event. Not one despot replacing another. It is the turning of your own life wheel. Less external and more internal. And even beyond internal, it is both internal and external. This life wheel is beyond the duality. This life wheel is the turning of life in all its mystery and manifestation. Life wheel revolving, universe spinning out from center, universe spinning back in. The only revolution is in you. This is a revolution of consciousness, of awareness, of the natural intelligence of life and the level of its realization. Yes, external events we may learn from, and external events may change us. But we are not some passive principle in that process. We are not necessarily determined by external events. We have life force has choice within us. And it's the choices we make that we live by. How strong is your center? How much of day-to-day reality is not some haphazard occurrence for you, but is the emanation from your own center? If we are talking of revolution as a significant change in state, we need look not to state outside of us primarily, although that too, but state within us primarily, the internal state of our own being, that internal state from which the externals of our lives are born, and so the internal state that is beyond a strict division of internal and external. You are turned not from the outside, primarily. Primarily, it is the core that turns. And an inversion of this principle is a life that is overly determined by external circumstance, by external conditions, that has given itself over to the constraints of apparently unchangeable external conditions. But of course, external conditions are always changing by nature of being external, manifest, dualistic. It's always shifting, always changing. But the primary turner, the primary movement of all the duality comes from the non-dual core. The only revolution is in you. It is what you are and the realization within you of what you are. And that can't be changed by an external event. Yes, circumstance, condition, situation can change, but your own state of being, beyond the effects of change of circumstance, your deep state of being is not changed unless you change. You are the change. You are the consciousness. You are the level of consciousness. What level of consciousness are you at? What level of consciousness is your life revolving around? It's all levels of consciousness. It's all consciousness, the non-dual, and levels of consciousness, the dualistic mode in which consciousness is operating. And for all the changes around us, you are in charge of your own state of being. You can be easily swayed by hysteria or negativity or positivity, or you can be rooted in yourself, experiencing through yourself, and not being manipulated into believing any external circumstance is the ultimate answer. Yes, we arrange externals the best we can for the optimal way of life in the dualistic realm, whatever that means to each one of us. But we cannot be manipulated into believing the false promises that external circumstance, that any particular external circumstance is the answer. There are many external modes of being, and this is a necessity for the core of who we are seeks to experience, or does experience, through these many separate and different external circumstances. But not one of them alone is the answer. There is not some magic choice which is the best choice, although there might be for you. But beyond any particular one choice you make, you are the answer, not that choice. You are the answer. And it's all up to you. And that may sound heavy, that may sound like, whew, there's a responsibility. Huge responsibility. If it's all you, if you are the answer, then how can you continue to blame outside conditions, circumstance, situation, or how can you get caught up in chasing of particular circumstance conditions? If you know it's all you, and the truth of who you are, beyond all the ideas and thoughts of who you are, the truth of who you are, that is the answer. This is the answer. This life is the answer. And be playful with it, so the wheel of your own life can turn effortless and easily through the treacle of world experience. perhaps we can see the turning of our own life wheel not as struggle, strife, but as the microcosm of life resting into the macrocosm of life. And the effortlessness is not a laziness. The effortlessness is a deeper support that the whole offers when the part aligns with it. Keep light despite any heaviness in the world or in yourself. Keep light, this quality of spirit soul. Keep light despite any heaviness, the pull of matter, the allure of manifestation, the solidity or apparent solidity of our constructions. Keep light despite the weight of the world. And know that life moves from core to periphery, from center to edges, never periphery to core, unless the core is pulling back in. Because the movement always comes from the core, whether it's a movement out to the edges or a movement from the edges back in. The movement is core-led. The movement is the movement of the life at heart. So even the coming back into the core, edges to core, periphery to centre, this is the core pulling back in, the depth of the truth of your life, pulling you back in to the knowledge of itself. And in which case, it is still a movement from core, even though in appearances it feels or seems to be like the edges coming to centre, the fragmented parts coming back to their core wholeness. It is all a movement from core. It is all a movement of core. This core is pure consciousness, pure awareness, and this is your life.